Today, we're continuing in Perek HaMafke, the third Perek of Maseches Bava Metzia, and we are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. HaMafke Peros Eisel Chaver. If someone has mafked Peros by a friend to watch, and the Shomer put it together with all of his own Peros, and he ate some of the mixture. Hareza Yotzi Lo Chesronos. When he gives back the Peros, he has to, take away the whatever it went down, whatever the Chisaron was, meaning that normally there's a certain amount that it goes down, naturally. So you don't know how much you ate and how much was just, eaten by mice or something, how much it went down naturally. So you would deduct whatever is normal for mice to eat when you give it back to him. And that means if it's wheat or it's rice, then it's 9 half calves for every core. A core is 180 calves. So basically 1/40th of it is the amount you deduct. The sa'urin l'dochen tisha kav l'kor, for sa'urin l'dochen it's 9 kavs for a kor. The kusmin l'zer pishtan shlosh si'in l'kor, for kusmin l'zer pishtan it's 3 si'in for a kor. Hakol l'fi amida, hakol l'fi azman. It all depends on how much and on the time of the year. Meaning if there's a lot of stuff, then you can deduct more. If it was not time of year, zman means how long you had it for. Meaning a mouse could eat a certain amount in one day, he could eat a lot more in a month or in a year. So obviously, it all depends how long you've had it for. So all the particular shiurim that we just mentioned are over the course of a year. Amr b'yochem ben Nuri, v'chi ma'ich batan achbar, why would the mice care how much there is? The mouse doesn't come up to the produce and say, Nebuch, this guy doesn't have so much, so I'll just take a little nibble. And if he sees that there's a lot, I'll stuff my face. No, he'll take until he's not hungry anymore. So whatever you deduct, whatever shear we give, is for one core. Even if what you were given was way more than one core, because we assume the mouse is not going to eat more than it can eat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im ha'isa mida meruba eino motzi lo chesronos. No, if it was a lot that he gave you, you don't deduct anything. Mepnei shemosiros, because when you have a lot, it tends to swell a little bit. The produce tends to swell, and that makes up for whatever was eaten by the mice, and therefore you have to give back the very volume that you had taken in the first place. Mishnah Ches, Yotzi lo sus liyayin. When it comes to wine, you deduct 1/6, because that's what gets absorbed into the containers. Right? That's why you have these sherry cask whiskies, because they assume that the cask itself, that the barrel itself, absorbs the wine. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chum, and that's 1/6. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chumash. Rabbi Yehuda says 1/5 for the absorption of the wine. Yotzi lo shloshes lugin shemen lemeya. If you have 100 lug of shemen, so you take 3% off. Logu mechtsa shmarim, a lug and a half because of the sediment that tends to settle. So you assume that it had that amount of sediment. So when you're giving back the oil, pure oil, you take off that. And logo machzabella, and then 1.5 log of oil that just got absorbed into the jugs, into the barrels. But if what you received to watch was already pure oil, then you do not deduct the shmarim. If there were old jugs that were already fully absorbed, so there's not room for more absorption, then you don't deduct that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hamocher Shemen Mezukak L'Chaveru Kol Yimos Hashana, Harizem Mekabel Olav Machzor Shmarim L'Meya. Even if you sell someone pure oil for the entire year, and you're going to give that, the idea is that it's going to be portioned out and given to him over the course of the year. So we assume that at the time that it was sold, there was sediment, but as it gets delivered, that sediment settles, and therefore you can deduct 1.5 lug for each meya, because that is a natural process that happens over the course of the year. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that if someone gives payros to somebody else, you cannot deduct whatever the mice eat. I'm sorry, you can deduct that which the mice eat. If it's chitin and orez, it's 9 half kavin for every core that he gives you. If it's sarin and dochin, it's 9 kavin for every core. If it's kusman and zarapishin, it's 3 se'in for every core. But it all depends depends on how much it gives you, meaning that's a sliding scale depending on the volume of food you were given and depending on how long you had it for. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the achmar don't care how much he gave you, meaning that's the maximum that you deduct because that's what mice eat. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if it was a lot, if he gave you a lot, then you're not motzi anything. You don't deduct anything because we assume that the grain swelled, so that makes up for what the mice ate. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that 1/6 is deducted for wine, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's 1/5, so machlokes. And when it comes to oil, 3 lug for each mea lug are deducted, 1.5 of settling sediment and 1.5 of blios in the barrel. If it happened to be free of sediment to begin with, then you can't deduct that 1.5. If it happened to be in barrels that were already fully balua, you can't deduct that 1.5. And then Rabbi Yehuda said that even if someone agrees to sell you shemen mezukak for throughout the year, you could be mekabel 1.5 lug of shemarim because he sold you that which still has shemarim in it, and then as he's delivering it, it's after the shemarim have already settled. So Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Tes.